A puss?
Ever heard it called any kind of, certain kind of flesh?
Proud flesh.
Okay, is that what that is?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
What does it look like? Have you ever seen it?
No. I've seen it on animals. It gets around a sore and comes up around it, has to be removed.
Huh. Well, I don't think I've ever seen it. Used to be, for cuts and scratches, people always kept in their medicine cabinet a little bottle of reddish brown stuff, burns like crazy.
Iodine.
Okay. And a bitter white powder that used to come in capsules that people would take for malaria as a tonic.
Calomel.
Okay, okay.
Quinine.
Okay, those are the same thing, or are they different?
Oh, they're different.
Uh-huh. Okay. You might say the doctor did everything he could, but the patient. What?
Died.
Okay. You might say about somebody that everybody couldn't stand. You might say, I sure am glad that old skin flint finally
passed on.
Okay. Any other ways you might say that?
Died. Uh-huh.
Well, to be humorous.
Let's see. Passed on.
Okay.
Gone to see his maker.
Okay. Okay.
Either way.
You might say, that old boy's been dead a week and nobody's figured out yet what he
died with.
Okay. The place where people are buried is the
cemetery.
Okay, and there's sort of a small one out in the country you'd call a
cemetery.
Okay. What if it was on a farm and just had people in the family there?
Burial spot.
Okay. And what do they call a box that they put the body in?
Coffin.
Okay, do they call it the same thing on those old-timey ones that were kind of funny shaped like that? They call them the same thing?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. You might say he was a real important man. Everybody in town turned out for his
funeral.
Okay. And if people are dressed in black, you'd say they are in
mourning.
Okay. Somebody meets you on the street and says, how you doing? It's just an average day, you know. You say, oh.
Fine.
Okay, anything else?
So, how are you?
Okay, okay. If your daughter's out late, you might say, oh, it'll be all right to your wife. It'll be all right. Don't
worry.
Okay. If your joints are getting stiff and aching, you say you have just a touch of
arthritis, rheumatism.
Okay. What do you call a real severe disease that children used to get? They get a real bad sore throat.
Diphtheria.
Okay, okay. Did you ever know anybody who had that?
Mm-hmm.
Did they live through it?
Hmm?
Did they live through it?
I knew some kid down at Rogers had it.
Yeah?
They made it all right.
Yeah, yeah. What do you call that kind of disease where your skin and your eyeballs turn yellow?
Yellow fever, yellow janders.
Okay, okay. And if you get a pain right down here in your lower right side, sharp pain, you probably have
appendicitis.
Okay. Did you ever have that?
No.
Neither, thank goodness, so far. She had it.
Mm-hmm.
She have to have it out?
Well, just a little girl.
That's the easiest time to do it.
Yeah.
If you eat or drink something that doesn't agree with you, it comes back up, and you say you
belch it up.
Oh, okay. Well, worse than that. You
vomit it.
Okay. And is that the most polite way to say it?
Yeah.
Okay. What are some not so polite ways to say it?
Puked.
Okay.
You asked for it.
That's true. I did. Anything else?
Throw it up.
Okay. Anything else?
No.
Okay.